Hello world! Hello world. It's Paul Howe again, and I'm back with another episode of the Paul Howe Mindset. First off, I want to send my apologies to everyone who actually listens to my channel on the Anchor FM app. I've been under the weather for the past few days, but I'm back now, and I come to bring you another episode of the Paul Howe Mindset. Thank you for listening. All right. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, at least here in the United States of America. Shout out to everybody who had themselves a great Valentine's Day yesterday. Everyone who had a loved one to spend time with, everyone who got gifts, everyone who gave gifts, and everyone who just spent time with their significant others. Now, to the people who didn't have a Valentine for Valentine's Day yesterday, who was alone, including myself, I don't have that much pride to say I didn't have one. You know, you may feel a certain way, like bad luck, or, you know, okay, I'm going to exclude the people who are going through some things right now, who are trying to fix themselves, who are trying to build themselves up, who are working on themselves, self-improvement, people who are going through a divorce at this time. Believe it or not, people go through divorces at this time. People who are going through breakups, people that got other circumstances that stopped them from enjoying Valentine's Day or whatnot. These are for the people who are complaining about Valentine's Day and trying to, in other words, shit on other people's Valentine's Day. Trying to say, oh, it ain't nothing or whatever, you know. Or people who are complaining like, I don't have a Valentine, you know, but they didn't do nothing to improve themselves or get out there and meet someone, or their standards are too fucking high and now you're alone. Or those people who say, you know, men ain't shit, women ain't shit. Well, now you don't have one for Valentine's Day. And I know a lot of you people, including myself, I'll be scrolling down the timelines of our Facebook and Instagrams and Twitters and Snapchat, if you still got Snapchat, and seeing everybody posted up, you know, with their significant others for Valentine's Day, or shouting out their significant others, or showing, you know, the hotels they got, or showing the gifts they got for their significant others. We've seen that. Can't get mad. You shouldn't get mad. For myself, I have to improve myself and make myself a great person inside and out. I have to work on myself before I can demand what I want my woman to look like or be in a relationship or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be real. So that's what I'm going to do. But that's not, I'm not working out, and I'm not working on myself for the goal of having a woman to spend my Valentine's Day with. You know what I'm saying? That's not the goal. The goal is to find someone to bond with. And not just for Valentine's Day either. Not just to show, oh, I got me a date. Screw all that. To everyone else, to all those people hating them, you know, jealous of everyone else's happiness, work on yourself. Improve yourself. Get out there. Someone will find you. You know? As simple as that. Like, I know every time I improve myself, someone found me. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to sit here complaining like, oh, man, these girls corny or blah, blah. No, man. I got to fix myself. We have to look in the mirror. We really, as people, have to look in the mirror and be like, okay, if I'm going to demand this from my potential significant other, I have to demand more for myself first. So I'm spending a year working on myself, improving income, improving. I have a nice career. I work for the United States Post Office right now. You know, I do this anchor stuff. Who knows what it may turn into? You know, I'm in the middle of writing a book I want to put out. I'm working out. I'm eating better. I'm eating healthy, like I should have been. We have to improve on ourselves before we can demand what our woman or a man should look like to be with us, or what they should have. It's your fault, and it's my fault, that we don't have a Valentine's Day. That we don't have a Valentine's Day. So, what are we going to do? We're going to improve ourselves. And if we don't have one, well, it won't be on us. At least we need to work on what we can control and control it. It's amazing how many women and men out here have these unbelievable expectations of what they want their woman to look like because of social media, but ain't work on themselves. So, let's do better. Because I want somebody to want me physically, emotionally, and just for who I am. Of course, the physical is the first part. Let's be real. I don't want a woman to want me because I got some money. I don't want a woman to want me because of my status. You know? One of the main reasons I want a woman to want me is because of what I look like. Which means she can be, like, turned on by me, you know? So she can have that passion when she's with me. In all other ways. I don't gotta say it. You know what I mean. And ladies, you want a man to be passionate with you? You gotta look your best. You gotta be doing your best. We all gotta do our best. I'm not dogging nobody out. I'm saying this to myself too. Guys, for the rest of you guys out there, you know, you guys say, oh, you want this and that. You got to do better then. You got to do better for yourself. You know? So what are we going to do? You're going to get on our grind. We're going to work out. Get our body right. Get our fashion right. Try new things, get out and meet people, and see what happens. I don't have all the answers. I don't. I'm not a dating coach. I just know that when I'm doing my best for myself, people notice. The opposite sex notice. That's all. That's it. Then when it's time, and y'all, you know, you and your significant other been falling in love with each other, y'all been having a great time with each other for the year. When that day comes up, sweetest day, also in October, and when Valentine's Day come up, y'all can plan something. Y'all can go somewhere. You can go to a hotel. Y'all can go out to eat. You can go to a casino. You could do so many things you could do with your significant other. You guys may like painting. Go paint up. Go out and paint together. Stay in and watch a scary movie together. It doesn't matter. You know? But you got to be happy with yourself first. Which means you got to improve on yourself. We got a lot of work to do. So, that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. And that's what I'm going to do. And if I don't have a Valentine's Day by next year, I'm going to make sure that it's out of my control then. Everything I can control, the way I look, the money I make, my situation, my mental, and my physical. That includes fashion and things of that nature. Let's get together, people. Love yourself first. And I'm not saying you need all these things to feel good about yourself, but that's where confidence comes from. When you're doing good for yourself, when you're doing what you love, when you're making enough money for yourself, when you're looking your absolute best, there is nothing like throwing on some new clothes and you're looking your absolute best. And you feel good about yourself, and you're going out and you're going to run into somebody that you like. And if that doesn't work, you'll run into somebody next time. As simple as that, man. So remember this. And next year, you'll be happy that you listened to this. I just want to tell you guys the truth. Men and women, get to work. All right, people. This has been another episode of the Paul Howe Mindset. Valentine's Day edition. Enjoy your weekend. And if you're down at NBA All-Star Weekend, have fun, be safe. Maybe you'll meet somebody there.